Hi, everyone, and welcome to Media Giant Marketing Podcast, also on the Neil Haley Show. Big things coming, but I felt like going live today because I have a few things to say. And this is me being a marketing guy that sees things every day. So if you're talking to marketers and they're creating a plan that's the same plan that they've been doing for the past 20 years, or even in digital marketing, they don't change or they tailor things, give me a call today because we kind of will tailor a program that works right for you. But let's just jump to specifically what the heck happened to TikTok. It's just for me on my Media Giant marketing TikTok. I'm about to launch another one. I posted over 14 videos, which I usually average 300 to 400 views, sometimes 1,000. 7, 8, 9 views. Are we going back to what YouTube did with Shorts? Let me give you a little bit of a background what's happened with YouTube Shorts. YouTube Shorts used to be the most organic, best way to grow tons of subscribers, just keep posting YouTube videos and tons of views. They did not discriminate as long as you had as long as you posted a short. Guess what happened? People viewed it. Then 1 week later, 10 views, 5 views, 20 views, when some of my clients were getting 2,500, I said to myself, uh-oh, we're in trouble. We're in deep, deep trouble. They changed the algorithm. I wish I could go and just have like dinner with all of the algorithmic people of every social media platform when they get ready to make a change in the algorithm. They did. Well, we kind of kept doing what we did. And what did I find out? My clients who had the best YouTube optimized channel, had the best hashtags, and the best content came back to their greatness. What happened with the others? They dipped to nothing and stayed nothing. They went up a little bit more in views, but probably TikTok decided, you can't post 14 videos a day and get 300 views every time. So the day is over. I remember it where it used to be Facebook invites. You used to be able to invite 800 people to your Facebook group every day. No longer around. So what I recommend whenever you hire a marketing agency, a freelancer, you grill the heck out of them on specific questions. Are they really checking out algorithms? So what am I going to do? I'm probably not going to post to TikTok as much anymore. I'm going to test. I'm going to see post instead of videos. I'm going to post photos and I'm going to see if it changes. I'm going to have fun because I'm just going to go just grab a bunch of things of mine and say, okay, I guess this is the end. And it's the end as you know it, me posting all my clients on Media Giant Marketing TikTok as I launch my other one. No, so I digress. I watched a video, Gary V and Howie Mandel. I've interviewed Howie Mandel. Gary V, I'm coming after you. Oh, trust me, Gary, I'm coming after you in the ring, in the squared circle. The Media Giant's coming after you, Gary V. But no, I love Gary, but I never met Gary like I met Howie if I've interviewed Howie 3 times. He said, you know, Howie? And I'm going to do like an impersonation of, you know, Howie, what you need to do is how long do you go on TikTok when you go live? Howie says, well, I go about 30 minutes. No, Gary. And they said, no, Howie, you need to go 3 to 4 hours. Stay 3 to 4 hours on it. That's the success everyone has on TikTok. The longer you stay on TikTok, the more people watch. Howie probably looked at him and said, Gary, I know you're the attention whore. I understand, Gary, but are you freaking kidding me? I got businesses. I know he's worth $60 million. He is a CEO. He's running multiple businesses just like Gary, but Gary's gimmick is being an attention whore. Howie's gimmick is creating new businesses, creating new productions, and he would never have the time to jump 3 to 4 hours on TikTok. But Miss Dance Mom would be able to stay on for 2 to 3 hours. It'll come to me in a second. So that's my point. You guys think you can just rock it on social media and Gary Vee's telling you to go 3 to 4 hours on this platform. Are you serious? That's why I'm getting back in the ring, because I don't have time to go 3 hours, 4 hours on the platform. I'm going to build a huge wrestling audience. I'm going to grow a huge health audience as I continue to grow and regrow my followers and brand, because my agency continues to grow. All right, that's the one point. Then my good friend, Neil Patel. I have to throw this out there because so many people want to be coaches now. I'm going to caution you if you're going to become a coach. If you're going to become a marketing coach and you've never, ever, ever run a marketing company or have done marketing for yourself, please don't be a marketing coach or a life coach or whatever, unless you've been a true blue, you've done it. You've lived the life, you ran a company, and you coach executives, whatever, because there's people out there that have never done anything yet. I coach. And Gary Vee goes, and Neil Patel says this, he was talking about coaching, and I'm going to go into the clubhouse thing too. I'm on a rant today. And for all my friends that, you know, are tuning in Media Giants Facebook group or any other place, please tell me, Neil, you've had too much coffee today. All right, here's my point. So Neil Patel says, you know, I was sitting next to this guy on stage and he told me he made a lot of money as a coach. And this is why Neil Patel tweeted out, you know, coaches are a waste of money and are a ripoff. He tweeted something to cause, you know, an issue. And Eric Sue says, he says, some coaches. Well, this coach said, so how'd you make your money? So Neil Patel says, how'd you make your money, to the coach? The coach says, I make money by helping other people do what I do. So you're teaching other people how you made lots of money off other people for doing something that you really never did in the real world. And I just lost it. It's a funny thing. So when you're hiring a coach, did they really go in the trenches? Did they really do it for themselves and also for their business involving what they're teaching you? If you're hiring a coach that can't market and they have and they're a marketing coach, you need to fire them immediately and hire somebody that's doing it in the trenches each and every day. I'm not a coach. All my clients, once you sign up with me, you get time to talk to me. I don't charge for coaching, because it's bottom line is, if you're an agency, you need to have somebody looking at a project, tailoring that project to make sure it works for that client so they're successful. So that's my final rants for today. Please let me know. Hit me up on all different social media. DM me if you'd like to schedule a call with me, especially if you're on LinkedIn right now. DM me, and I'd love to chat with you. I'd love to have a debate with you as well. Thinking about the last thing tonight, when you think about things, is what do we do, you know, when we want all this attention? What are we on social media for? How are we trying to help people? And I will talk to you guys next week, but I really want to know, has TikTok changed? Let's just get rid of TikTok right now if you're not going to let the videos grow. So I'm going to test and jump on tomorrow. I'm just going to test by throwing out all my accolades and post 20 posts tonight. All my accolades, all the new things I'm doing, all my website pages. And if I end up with thousands of views and get only 3 views on a video that I have my professional team put so much time in, and all I had to do is take a screenshot with some copy and get 300 views, what's happening to TikTok? What a shame. All right, guys, make sure you check me out. NeilHaley.com. Schedule a call with me today, and we will talk really, really soon. Oh, yes. Sooner than later. Take care, guys.